A joint investigation by the Hartford Courant and the PBS program Frontline is giving us insight into the Lanza family, Nancy and her son Adam. Adam, of course, killed his mother and then 26 people, including 20 toddlers, in the massacre at Sandy Hook Elementary School. Yesterday, there were reports that Lanza may have been trying to imitate Norwegian mass murderer Anders Breivik, that Lanza destroyed his computer hard drives, and that he once attended Sandy Hook Elementary School. Frontline airs its special, Raising Adam Lanza, tonight. It'll include video of Adam Lanza on a Cub Scout outing and details about his mother, including that she was mugged in broad daylight in Boston once. The Courant began its special reporting this week. Andrew Julian is editor of the Hartford Courant. Andrew, early reports were that Adam Lanza had no connection to Sandy Hook Elementary, but you're saying he was a first grader there.
He was, and we know now that he was experiencing problems there, problems that would continue to manifest themselves the rest of his life. Particularly, he had socialization problems. He had what some experts call sensory integration disorder, where he had problems integrating touch and sound into the way he lived.
But does that tell us more about what his problems were? I mean, do we have a name yet? In the past, of course, we'd heard that he had Asperger's. Do we know that for a fact?
Yes, we do know that for a fact. And later, as he gets older, the diagnosis of Asperger's is added to the mix. So what we know is that he has developmental disorders. And by everything we've reported and heard, Adam Lanza was a person who was very isolated. He continued to sort of move into this world of isolation. But that doesn't explain the explosion of violence we saw at Sandy Hook Elementary School in and of itself.
Well, does anything that you found, for instance, we mentioned that there are now ties, information was found on Anders Breivik in his two rooms at his home in Newtown.
Yeah, we know he was interested in Breivik. There were newspaper articles about the killings in Norway found there. We know he played violent video games. We know he destroyed the hard drive of his computer. We know a number of things about Adam Lanza in the weeks or months leading up to the shooting. What we don't know is how his upbringing and how the issues he had and the problems he had exactly link up with the things investigators have found. That's what we're continuing to push on. And what people will see in the Frontline special tonight, and if they read the current story at Courant.com, is that his mother tries over the years to get him into different programs and different settings that are going to make things better for him. He's in school, he's out of school, he's in at-home programs, he's in public school, he's in parochial school, and nothing ever seems to work. And at the same time, he's got this exposure to guns and video games that some people have raised questions about.
Well, as is written in The Courant, some people see her as a gun-obsessed mother who allowed her disturbed son access to firearms and let him fester in the basement. This is, again, how some people viewed it, playing violent video games. Others and her friends especially are defending her as someone who was struggling with what to do with a child who had special needs. But in what your reporters have found, how do you see Nancy Lanza?
I mean, I think you could certainly say, you know, she might not have realized how troubled he was. She might not have understood the type of care and treatment he needed. But I think the verdict is still out on exactly where the line falls on Nancy Lanza.
Well, what kind of reaction have you been getting to even the fact that you are taking this time to look at an issue and a family that's become so sensitive and polarizing in Connecticut?
Well, we've gotten two sets of responses. We do have some people who believe we shouldn't be spending any time at all looking at Adam Lanza, that his name shouldn't be uttered and we should just ignore him. And then there are others who are appreciative of the fact that what we're trying to do here is understand how you can go from shy and isolated to mass murderer, and what does that tell us about what we need to know to make sure these kind of things never happen again?
Do you have one key answer?
Not yet.
Yeah. Andrew Julian, anything else? You know, we've mentioned Anders Breivik, also this idea that Nancy Lanza might have spent a lot of time traveling after her divorce, leaving Adam alone for days. Some people were, you know, questioning that. But anything else that jumped out at you?
Well, what we learned was a lot of different things that take us along an interesting timeline, from early, early signs that Adam Lanza is struggling with interacting with people from a very young age. His mother is telling friends he doesn't like to be touched. Problems in elementary school with this. Those problems continue to manifest themselves in middle school and high school, where we've heard from a faculty member who worked with him that he would go into these long periods of withdrawal where he basically was non-communicative. And then in 2010, he is no longer in college. He cuts off relationship with his father and brother, and he seems to retreat further into this world of isolation. So we know a lot about how he moved along this path of sort of distancing himself from the world. We know his mother struggled to try and help him get through that. Doesn't seem she ever found the right answer. And then we pick up the story where we know he becomes interested in violent video games, in Anders Breivik, and in things that could, you know, point to a more violent episode. What we still haven't connected is how all the things we know about his upbringing and about raising Adam Lanza exactly tie into the violent outburst.
And maybe they had nothing to do with it. Andrew Julian, editor of the Hartford Courant, we'll link you to their reporting at hearandnow.org. And again, Raising Adam on PBS tonight on Frontline. Thanks so much.
All right, thank you.